Joining me on the phone right now is the Dryden Trillium Lions Club Vice President and Chair of Fundraising, Patty Lyle. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Richard.
You're joining us to let us know about the Dryden Trillium Lions Club's Catch the Ace fundraiser. For those who don't know about Catch the Ace fundraisers, how do they work?
Catch the Ace is a progressive 50-50 jackpot. So that means that you've got a couple of chances to win. Every week that you buy a ticket, you have a chance to win 20% of the money that we bring in off that week's ticket sale. And then you also have an opportunity to pick the lucky envelope number between 1 and 52. And if you are the lucky weekly winner, so your ticket number is drawn and you're the weekly winner, then we open up the envelope number that you've given us, and you're always trying to catch the ace of spades. Say you pick envelope 16, you're the lucky weekly winner, we open up your number 16, and it has the ace of spades in it, then you would also win the progressive jackpot, which is 30% of each week's winnings. So each week that the ace isn't caught, then that jackpot continues to grow.
Patty Lyle, our guest this morning with the Dryden Trillium Lions Club, and more about Catch the Ace, the fundraiser. How do we buy tickets, Patty?
Because of COVID and the challenges that that's brought for service clubs to continue raising money, we wanted to make this a totally online fundraiser. So you can email any questions that you have. Also, ticket purchases are done to our email that we've set up, and it's lionscatchtheace@gmail.com. We hope then that you would send your $10 to buy the ticket. And in that information line with your EMT purchase, you would put in what envelope number you would like, you'd put in your phone number, and you'd also give us your email address. If there's not enough room in that information section on your EMT, then we just ask that you email us the additional information, because that email also obviously takes emails, but it also accepts EMTs, and they're automatically deposited into our lottery account. So our first draw is going to be 7 o'clock Monday, March 22nd, and we're doing it actually on Facebook Live so that people that want to tune in and watch it can, or if they miss it and they want to go back and see whether the ace was caught or not, or what, you know, card number in the deck was revealed, then that'll all be available to you on Facebook.
All right, so be following Dryden Trillium Lions Club then on social media. Dryden Trillium Lions Club's charities that you donate to, Patty?
50% of this fundraiser will be used to cover the very small cost of what it costs us to run this lottery. The rest of it is all given to different charities. We give to our medical assistance fund. We help families that might not have the money up front that need to travel for medical. We can help them sometimes with medical assistance. We also support CNIB. We support Making Connections for Children and Youth. We support the Dog Guides of Ontario and helping get service dogs for children and adults with special needs. We support the public library, the Special Olympics, the skating club, Hoshizaki House, the Scouts, the Girl Guides, the Pathfinders and Sparks, the food bank, the Diabetes Education Center, and we have in the past supported Dryden Regional Health Center, although, of course, we all know that they're doing very well with their 50-50 fundraiser as well.
If anyone does need more information or anything else you want to add, Patty, now's the time to let us know.
I've hopefully summed it all up for everybody, Richard. And if you have any questions, please just reach out to our club at lionscatchtheace@gmail.com, and we'd be happy to answer any questions for you. And thanks so much for playing along, everybody.
Vice President and Chair of Fundraising with the Dryden Trillium Lions Club, Patty Lyle, and Catch the Ace fundraiser. Have fun doing this one. Patty, thanks for being my guest this morning.
Thank you so much for having us, Richard.